SalemStore.com. Have you ever been experienced? Well, we have. Let us show you now on the War Room with Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room. I'm joined in studio by Kelsey Sheeran. She's a combat veteran, mental performance coach, and independent journalist. She's the host of the Kelsey Sheeran Perspective, a best-selling author, and a leading voice in the movement opposing Canada's MAID expansion, medical assistance in dying, aka medical suicide. You can follow her Substack at Kelsey Sheeran and on X at Kelsey Burns. That's K-E-L-S-I Burns on X. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me. I fixed the X thing, by the way. Somebody taught me how I could actually change it. So just Kelsey Sheeran now. So I fixed it.
Oh, so it's just Kelsey Sheeran.
I fixed it now. I'm so grateful I could figure that out finally. So okay. Don't mind me.
But so on X at Kelsey Sheeran.
There it is.
K-E-L-S-I-S-H-E-R-E-N.
Nailed it.
There you go.
Nailed it.
Let's get into MAID, shall we? I mean, it is insane. You were here not that long ago, but even in the time between now and then, so much has developed. What is the latest with the drive to kill everybody in Canada?
Well, it's not. That's the worst part. Everybody says Kelsey opposes MAID in Canada. I oppose MAID across the globe and in America's 13 states and one jurisdiction for 14 total. You guys are doing it too.
Right.
So, you know, I think the where we're at right now since I've been on, I know I've been on a few times since December, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity to talk about it. So thank you. Is that we now have found so many really disgusting motives in America that are quite shocking to me. And I'm still waiting for RFK or Donald Trump to kind of step in and say, guys, we have to stop this, because just the same way that Canada slow rolled the program and allowed the ideology of the pro-death cult through Dying with Dignity to kind of come in the 90s and usher into our government, you guys have your own death group called Compassion and Choices. Isn't that a great name? So Compassion and Choices is an organization that is a nonprofit charity. It's under your 5-0. And these are people who spend every waking minute of their life congregating to the tune of $33 to $35 million is what their current asset sits are. And what they do is they go and partner with people like the Rabin Group. Do you know who the Rabin Group is?
No.
Oh, you're going to love these.
I feel like you should.
I feel like all of America should. So let me tell you about them, because we recently discovered their plans until 2028 for America. And so Compassion and Choices has now partnered again, $30 million organization.
Crazy.
And hired the Rabin Group. Now, this is a social cohesion. You know, these are the people that are responsible for your big protests. They work with, and they boast who they work with. So they've worked with the Obama Foundation, the Bill Gates Foundation, and there's a long laundry list. But ironically, Compassion and Choices isn't on their client list. But what they have stated in their own, this is what's crazy, it's on YouTube. It's on YouTube. They talk about their plans, and what they are expecting to do over the next few years in America is expand MAID to over 50% of where the American population lives so that they can have access to MAID. So we talked about the states with you guys before, but it's important to know what they are again so that you can protect your loved ones, because, you know, the Rabin Group has made it very clear their incentive in this call working alongside them is to change social cohesion so that places that don't necessarily have legislation on the table can actually start to slow roll and target their community members to be comfortable with the idea of euthanasia, right, and physician assisted suicide, which is what America does. And that's just for track one. And they're targeting these areas of a high elderly density population. So the current states, I've said this before, I know you guys have heard it, but go with me. The current states right now, yeah, that's their lovely website, guys. So they have 13 states, one jurisdiction, so 14 total. So Michael Malice has been doing an incredible job. He actually just named my new book because he's brilliant, and he calls it Killing Grandma. So thank you to him. He went on Rogan talking about these states for me because he said, look, everyone wants to bang on about Canada, but Kelsey's right. America is doing this, and it's slow rolling it as a form of healthcare. So currently, California, Colorado, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York is your newest, Oregon and Vermont, Washington and Washington, D.C. Now, the reason it's important to note about these is because Oregon and Vermont do not have a residency requirement.
Oh.
So anyone in America, say you're from Texas, say you've become compassionate toward the idea of euthanizing your grandma, you can take a one-way flight to Oregon or Vermont and get qualified by two very sick maid assessors who get paid an ungodly amount of money to say that you're okay to die. And then they'll set a cup in front of grandma and grandma drinks the poison. So that's what's crazy about that. Now, the point that we should be paying attention to, because there is actual legislation on the table in America right now, and they have plans, and I quote, this is right from Compassion and Choices, by 2028, half of the U.S. adult population will live where medical aid in dying is accessible. And they politically planned legislative campaigns for 18 states in 2016, and in key states such as Nevada, Virginia, and Florida. Even though Florida doesn't have legislation yet, the current ones that do have legislation on the table, this is crazy to me, Virginia, Tennessee, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, Missouri, Minnesota, Mass, Kentucky, Iowa, Arizona, and India. Now tell me, friend, what do they all have in common in those areas, potentially?
Oh, good question. Well, a lot of retirees.
Ah, we're nailing it.
Yes.
And they're only targeting track one, which is all your terminally ill or elderly population. So, you know, I just had this conversation with Constantine Kissin and Francis Foster like an hour ago. And there was one point that was really good to illustrate was, much like the trans movement towards children and mutilating children, they start here, right? They start targeting kids and going up. And what these death cults do is they target top down. So if you can convince grandma that she should end her life, now what's going to happen is you have all of the elderly in that family and family members and children all going, well, grandma did it. So it's okay then when mom needs it. So it's okay then when we go to mature minors. It's, you see what I'm saying? So trans went up, we're going down, and we're meeting in the middle. Now, Canada itself, we are about to, and I think people have seen this now, it went viral the past couple of weeks. I'm so grateful. Zuby, I went on Zuby's podcast and we discussed it. Canada is about to cross the 100,000th murder in less than 10 years. We're estimating between April and June of when that target's going to hit. And then after that, we're expecting 110,000 deaths by the calendar end of 2026. Now, that is without expanding to the mentally ill. Mental illness comes on the table March of 2027.
Wow.
So we are expecting a rapid uptick in 2027. And then the parliamentary AdMed report, this is important to note for people who have children in Canada. AdMed report was done by the Parliamentary of Canada, where they looked at mature minors, they looked at mate expansion. And in Canada, we don't have parent consent, meaning like our government can take our kids.
Right.
Like it's pretty clear. Everyone knows that. So a group of cardio moms reached out to me from Sick Kids Children's Hospital. I've been involved with Sick Kids before because there's an individual named Adam there. We call him Adam R. We don't say his last name. I don't want to be sued, even though he's quite public about it. He's the head of the PICU team for a lot of these children's families. And Adam was the head of a friend of mine's daughter's PICU team, Vea. And she was moved out of the hospital for a reason. He advocates on the board of CanMap, which is the people who train all of the doctors to kill people. And he's advocating for mature minors while running and participating at one of the largest children's hospitals. Now, that's important because the AdMed report stated very clearly that the government of Canada establishes a requirement where appropriate, the parents and guardians of a mature minor, which is down to age of 12, by the way.
Yep.
And that's also where you ironically lose consent to your children's medical decision making and access to files, also at 12. No coincidence there. The mature minor may be consulted in the course of an assessment process for MAID, but the will of the minor who is found to have the requisite decision making capacity ultimately will take priority. Parents and guardians may or may not be even consulted.
It sounds too bad to be true, right? Because what you're describing is like, as parents, one day you get a letter from the hospital saying your kid came to us, said they were sad, and we killed them. Like, that's what it's, I mean, it's like too horrible to believe. But I don't think I'm misunderstanding that.
No, you're not. So this, the reason I bring papers with me, I know so many shows I hate when I do it, but I do it because the stuff that we're talking about is not an off-the-cuff opinion.
Right.
It is not me making something up to be emotive or get clicks or do any of those things. It's very clearly stated in our own parliamentary reports and our own documentation and paperwork. So it's always best when I read directly from what the government is saying, so I cannot be taken out of context. very clearly, sick kids removes consent. Majority of hospitals remove consent at 12 years old and access to your child's medical records. Period. Full stop. Have proof of it. Posted it. The AMED report itself is very clear. That means in 2023, and before that, they were already discussing adding children. So when people like Dying with Dignity or Compassion and Choices and the government argues, this is just for grandma. This is just for grandma. Yeah, that's one of those pamphlets we found. And it's not. It's never been just for grandma. And you even have senators, your own state senators, stating, we just need to get this legalized here and we will expand and amend as we go.
Right.
So they've told us their plan. They've made it very clear, but there is hope in Alberta. So this is about to come out. It's not out yet, but I have been told I can discuss it. The Alberta government reached out to me and said, hey, we're about to do something. Can you just kind of give people a heads up? So Alberta is going to be putting a bill forward and trying to stop track two in their province.
Oh, good.
So track two is your non-foreseeable death. That is your mature minors. That is your mentally ill. That is basically we just kill grandma there.
Okay.
I'm still not okay with it.
Right.
But here's what I've had to come to grips with is you cannot stop a bullet train. You have to slow it first.
Mm.
So I am optimistic that where we are going with this is that there will be a province that potentially has its head on straight and that I'm hoping other provinces will follow suit because right now it goes Quebec, Ontario, and British Columbia, and that is where we kill the majority of the citizens that are being poisoned to death by their doctors. Now, it's important to also state that like where we're at right now, I found something that was, you think that I come on with positive news, but I I found something that was really gross 2 days ago when prepping to come down here. And I found out the billing codes that doctors and assessors and how much per billing code per patient they're allowed to use and what they make on average. Is that something you would like to know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's the hell they get $100,000 for vaccinating enough people. So, yeah. Their incentive structure is not always the most pleasant thing to read. So this is the like a doctor in Canada performs made.
Yep.
And this is how they bill it to the insurance company. Or I guess
Canada
Health since
Canada.
It's all. OK, so so this is the code that they use to bill for made.
Yeah, so how it works, right, is you need two MAID assessors, which are different, hypothetically different people.
Okay.
And so each one that they can bill for that situation, which, by the way, Canada now in the last 2024 report states that we have 2,266 MAID killers in the country. And by the way, they won't put them all on a list because they know I'll find it.
Right.
They will not list these people. You have to independently find them. So I'm working on that right now. But roughly out of the all of those doctors doing MAID, 350 are doing the majority of the 100,000 deaths that have happened. Well, if you're doing an average, okay, say there's 55% of these three doing all of these deaths, follow the math with me. That's like an average of like 214 kills each. Okay, that's 214. And the FBI defines a serial killer right. as two or more, right? Okay. Now, if you're, say you're doing that, you got 100,000, 55% of these 100,000 deaths are performed by 350 physicians. Well, that's, you know, 55,000 procedures. Even if you break it down further and say they only kill 157 people. Well, you know, you can charge about $1,800 to $1,000, right? Because an assessment is, you know, roughly $300. And then a MAID procedure is between, you know, $300 to $500, depending on your qualifications. So on average, it's about, you know, $800, $826 if you do one assessment and one procedure and one set of drugs. Not both assessments, but that's if you do one, and one. The drugs are 147. The average person somebody could make for murdering 157 Canadian souls is $161,710 a year. So six figures. And then you have Ellen Weeb, who admits to over 1,000 deaths, and that's roughly over $800,000. And don't worry, she's been doing abortions for 40 years prior to that.
Right.
And an abortion in Canada is between $200 and $400.
That's wild.
And that's what you bill. So the reason that's important, guys, is because this is not just a moral issue, which we already all struggle with, or if you have a mind, you do. But this is now a financially incentive. Forget what the government's right. going to save. Now, what are the doctors actually making their practices on? And then the Keanu story we spoke about last time I was here, you know, the 26-year-old that kind of went viral. And, you know, I spoke more to Margaret about it, his mom, and I said, like, Do you have the receipts of the drugs? She goes, yeah. Because when he flew to British Columbia, he had to go pick up and buy his own drugs.
Oh, wow.
And then I decided to be cheeky. I was curious. I knew he was mated in a funeral home. He wasn't mated in a hospital or in a care facility. He drove himself to a funeral home. So I made a video calling that funeral home. And within 2 minutes, I found out how easy it was to be killed for roughly $300 to $500 at a funeral home. And the doctor will meet you there when you bring your own drugs. And they can even, my friend, they can even handle the cremation there too. So
one-stop shop.
It's a one-stop shop. And so, like, look, I said this earlier today. We can have the moral conversation of, can a society handle a program like this? Canada has proved we cannot.
Right.
So then why is the American government, and which, by the way, let me be very clear, husband's American, love America, served with America. I would like to live in America.
Right.
But why, guys, why are we at a point where a Canadian podcaster has to sound an alarm so loud and you're still not paying attention? Because Gavin Newsom, which I'm sure everyone in this building loves, Gavin Newsom just recently admitted that he was a participant in illegally mating his own mother in 2002.
Really? I did not know that.
Nobody knows that, even though he wrote about it in his own memoir, and it's also been reported by the Washington Post.
And, of course, California is where they're already setting the table for 12-year-olds are in charge of their own medical.
Right. So, but here's the thing with that, though, right? You have a governor who actually said himself, in his own words, I hate her for making me participate in that because it was so traumatic.
Right.
But then he rolls the program into California in 2015 and 2016. So what's the incentive if you've participated in, again, it was not legal till 2015, 2016, and in 2002, he participated in mating his own mom. There it is. God, whoa. I love you guys.
I hated her for it. That's wild.
Right. But why? This is February this year. Why am I the only one talking about this?
Yeah, that's insane. Well, and actually, that was my next question, was like, what is the motivation? Because I can understand being against this and wanting to put your full, you know, like you are, just like dedicating your life to fighting this because it's
sorry.
So evil. But it's like, who is paying tens of millions of dollars? But who is driven to push this? Who is like taking this on as a righteous cause? Like, what is the incentive for that? That's wild.
Listen, again, it goes back to the spiritual warfare thing in a real way. So we don't have to get conspiratorial. We don't even have to be conspiratorial about it. You know, you've got the eugenic side of things, which we already knew failed miserably. And now Canada is about to hit numbers bigger than World War II.
Right.
You know, forget the Holocaust. People came at me. They said, well, you're comparing it to the Holocaust. I said, in no way am I comparing this to the Holocaust. I'm comparing it to the eugenics program that was utilized to kill 200,000 German by Germans, mentally ill and disabled people.
Yeah.
And Canada has now hit the 100,000th. We're about to, correction. So if we can't see the correlation here and we cannot learn from history and we cannot understand that there is a financial incentive by the government to save money, there is a financial incentive by the pharmaceutical companies to provide the poison, and there is a financial incentive by the doctors to change all of their practices to easily billable. You know what? I know a doctor who does 4 to 6 a day.
Oof.
So think, dude, that's stripper money.
That's wild.
But think about the amount. Think about that. $800 on average a patient. You pop a few of those a day. And you do that every day, 5 days a week.
I could do it for less than that.
I know, right? Well, we all could. But
not to make light of it, but it's
no,
like they are literally killing. They are literally people are coming in. They're killing them.
Yes.
They're getting a check. And then they go home at night. And that's they're just like, I'm a doctor. And, like, what?
And they go on vacation. They take their kids to Disneyland. They, you know, and this is my point is like, forget the money. Forget the money. We're doing the same approach we allowed. I'm just early to it, so it sounds crazy. This is why when people say, but Kelsey, it's just for grandma. And I said this to Constantine too. He goes, do you think there's a world? I said, that's what palliative care and hospice are supposed to be for.
Right.
But we're defunding those.
Right.
So is it free will if CanMap, who teaches the doctors how to kill people, has sold a protocol to Health Canada, which, by the way, they did, and is a charity, but doesn't let us see the IP in which they're teaching them.
Mm-hmm.
So is it free will and free understanding and consent if we don't know actually what's being taught to the doctors how they're feeding information, how they're utilizing it as a tool. And then why are we so okay with all of a sudden our organ donations skyrocketing through the roof?
I was going to mention that too. That's because that's another money aspect as well.
Oh my gosh. And that's what we're seeing. Because even after you use the drugs, right? Even if you're mated outside. So I'm going to start calling it what it is. Even if you've been medically murdered outside of the hospital and it's been done at home in a peaceful way where all of your grandkids watch, which is sick. If they move you quickly enough, they can grab the organ still.
Right.
If not, they're done in the hospital and then they wait for the time of death and then they wheel you in and they cut you open and take you for parts.
It's sad that I'm like trying to think of like, well, what if we ban, you know, organ harvesting? Then it's like we shouldn't even be negotiating this. Like we got to put a hard stop to this and just roll it. Not even a hard stop. We have to roll this back where it's been introduced. It has to be repealed.
Well, and so that's my point of why I'm so damn grateful for this platform. I get so much crap for coming on here, but I'm telling you, I'm so grateful for InfoWars and for you guys because it shouldn't take some Canadian veteran who's just found something that makes me severely uncomfortable to come down and say, you guys are walking into a death trap. And I am praying one day we get a phone call that says, come educate these people really quickly, because if not, 18 more states. And here's, once these laws are in, you know how hard it is to repeal a law and bring it back and pull it back. But you have a chance. You guys have how many? 51?
50 states.
You have 50 states. Sorry.
So far.
Well, because you have districts too. So sometimes I get a little
wonky. And Greenland will be added soon.
I can't wait. Can you add us? Can I come?
Yeah, that actually might be happening.
I mean, I would love that. I would super love some form of political asylum, and I would move in a heartbeat. But
we have more than half the states don't have this yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
This is my point is, yes, I'm early and I sound crazy to the listeners, but I promise you, if I come and say something, I have the data, the reports, the proof, the evidence that this will not stop at killing grandma.
Yeah.
This will go to what we are discussing, which is mental illness alone in March of 2027, and mature minors, which are babies and children. And the College of Physicians has stated we should start euthanizing 0 to 1 for major mental major illnesses so they have a good quality of life.
Yep. Yep. No, and that's another one of the stories that broke in between the last time you were here, and We're going to get a bunch of things. I've just been thinking about them as we've been talking. We'll print them out during the break.
Yeah.
Because that's just one of them. Yeah, literally assisted suiciding babies. And again, the people that are pushing this, inexplicable though it may be, they are like dedicated to this. They are pushing it hard. If they can't get it through this bill, they'll put it in the next one. They're lobbying for this. They are in your state house right now trying to slow roll this and convince your authorities to at least let them get the foot in the door, because after that, you know, they get free run. So it's up to us, and it's up to people like my guest, Kelsey Sheeran, to be the opposition force, to go into the state house and lay out the facts for the legislatures. More on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies? The delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance.